Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, let's head right out to the dial pad guest line. It's a man who needs no introduction other than it's Ice Cube. Ice Cube, thank you so much for joining us. I want to talk a little Raiders with you, but first I want to touch on the three-on-three basketball league. And when you guys founded this league, I think a lot of people were skeptical that it would make it. And here we are a little bit later. And are you surprised at the success the league has had? Because I think you got something going, obviously.
I wouldn't say surprised. I think we believed in the idea of, you know, making three-on-three professional. How we presented it and how we introduced it, you know, was, you know, our plan to just, you know, kind of loosen people up when it comes to the ideal of it. You know, if we started, you know, just from scratch with a league, that it would be real hard. But if we grab the players, you know, and you know they still got game, you know, especially at a half court level, then we felt like we had the attraction to be able to really cement this sport and make sure that it continues to grow. And, you know, we got some great things this year that I think is going to blow the league all the way out.
Give us some.
Well, you know, I got to save some.
Telling you. Come on, Q. We need that inside info, man.
We're going to do a press conference. You know, we still get putting our ducks in a row, but
gotcha.
We're going to do a press conference. And I think, you know, each year we was able to make the league, you know, take leaps and bounds. So we feel like we still got to do that to really, you know, make sure that the league is here to stay. And, you know, it's been a labor of love, and it ain't been easy, but it's been fun.
Cube, I respect you, man. And the reason I respect you is you provided a forum for guys that don't want to hang them up. And you got so many accomplishments, music, we all know that, movies. Can you just tell me how much pride, if any, you took when Joe Johnson got called up? Because to me, it was like you were getting called up. The fact that you provided him that forum and people were dialed in, tuned in to watch Joe still got game and him get that call up.
That's, man, you know, that's what it's really all about. You know, like, it's fun to see these dudes play again. But for me to see their spirit come back, to see them back into the arena and, you know, feeling, you know, real, you know, like they were when they played in the league, you know, like superheroes, you know, and putting that feeling back inside of these dudes is, you know, really something that I cherish because, you know, I sympathize with athletes who have to retire because of age. You know, I look at my career, and if somebody came to me at 35, 36 and said, you know, you're done, no more movies, no more records, no more nothing, you know, how would I feel? And that's what these athletes face all the time. So to be able to say, look, as long as you can still play at a high level, half court once a week, people still want to see you. They'll pay to see you. They'll put you on TV, you know, and you know, keep your profile up. And people will, you know, you'll keep your fans and keep your endorsements. And, you know, if you can see the future of the league, you can see the synergy going back and forth as we get younger and younger.
Ice Cube here on 95.7 The Game. Ice, man, you brought the big three out to Oakland, California a couple years ago, and I was amazed at the production, the setup. I know Too Short performed, Mr. Fab performed, everybody had a great time. So, one, when are you bringing the big three back out to the Bay Area? And two, what other big names are you working on getting guys into this league? Because I know Kobe Bryant's out there, KG's out there. I know you love to get your hands on one of those stars and have them come into the big three and really cook guys up in this half-court three-on-three league.
Of course. You know, we want guys who still have the desire to play at a high level. Now, some guys, when they retire, they're done. And I can respect that. You know, people like Kobe, you know, giving 20 years to the league, I don't expect him to want to play no more, you know. But, you know, people like Jamal Crawford and Zach Randolph and Monte Ellis and, you know, all these people are still out there that I expect to play. And we have the form, we have the platform, we have the competition.
Right.
So the league kind of speaks for itself. When you're ready to go at that level, and it's not easy, it's a whole different game. You know, you got to kind of come with a different mindset than you had when right. you play 5-on-5. So if you're ready for that and you still want to be a pro, here we are.
And I know this league is physical because we watch this thing every weekend, man. It's like going to the hood. It's like going to the playground, man. It's rough out there, and it is physical. When you're bringing this league back out to the Bay Area, because I know the Bay Area fans loved when you guys brought out the Oracle Arena.
Well, we're trying to work it out for summer 2020. We're just looking at all our options and our dates, and, you know, we got to lock in, you know, the TV availability with the arena availability. So, you know, it's not as easy as just picking cities and going. You know, you got to pick cities on the right day, at the right time that the TV time is available. Because CBS give us certain slots that we got to kind of fit into. You know, we want to come back. You know we got a lot of fans in the Bay. We missed it last year, but we want to come back and put on a show.
Hey, Cube, you got two women coaches, Lisa Leslie and Nancy Lieberman. And I know Rick Barry was a coach because I did a show with Brian Scalabrine, and he told me that he didn't like playing for Rick Barry. How do you get to be a coach? Do you reach out, or do they reach to you?
A little of both. In the beginning, we reached out. You know, we wanted to give our league credibility, so we wanted to reach out to Hall of Famers. You know, we didn't want to just have coaches that played in the NBA. We wanted to have the best NBA players and the best NBA minds to give our league credibility. And so, you know, going after Gary Payton, Iceman, George Gervin, you know, getting Dr. J, you know, that got the ball rolling. First year we got Clyde Drexler. Now he's our commissioner. So, you know, getting these names really got the ball rolling. When we added four teams last year, we was able to pick up Lisa Leslie, and we was able to pick up Tiny Archibald. So, you know, it's very cool to just be able to have a league and have these guys invested into what we're doing and being able to see them competitive again, seeing Rick Barry yell at Gary Payton, or Iceman fussing with Dr. J on the sideline, really wanting to win the game, is as entertaining as the basketball.
Q, we know you're a real fan. You support the Lakers, and I know growing up you are a Raider fan, true and true. And this Sunday, as you know, is their last game in the town. They'll be going to Las Vegas. And I want to ask you your thoughts on your team making that move and how you handled it when they moved back to the town from L.A.
It's always sad, you know, when a team moves. I still don't understand for the life of me why, you know, Oakland couldn't get a stadium done. Mm. You know, it's like tear down what's there and put up a new one right there. You know, it's kind of it seemed like it's simple to me. And so it's a sad time. It was sad when they left L.A. It wasn't that bad because they went back to Oakland.
Right.
You know, if they'd have went somewhere else, it'd have been consequences and repercussions. But they went back to Oakland, so I could live with that. And, now they're moving to Vegas, and who knows what the future holds. You know what I mean? Who knows what that's going to be like for the team, on the team. I'm a Raider for life, But it's just sad that Oakland, loses Warriors and Raiders same damn year.
Yeah. I remember your 30 for 30 cube on why the Raiders were L.A.'s team, and I want to know why you felt like that, because here in Oakland, a lot of people feel like it's Oakland's team, but, everybody kind of tells us here, Raider fans, that, hey, we're a national brand. We can go anywhere, and we'll still support the silver and black. So what made you feel like they were L.A.'s team when they first moved from Oakland, California?
Well, we felt like what the Raiders represented was the same thing that we represented in L.A., the real L.A. So we didn't feel like it was our team to the sense where it's not, they're not straight from Oakland, but it was our team because finally a team came with an attitude that a lot of the city had but was never promoted. What was promoted was Sunset Boulevard, the beach, Lakers. Back then it was the Olympics. It was just kind of like this fun, happy-go-lucky place. And, when you in the hood, you like, oh, hell no. It ain't that happy-go-lucky around here. So when the Raiders came, we finally felt like here go a team that really represent how our city really is when you go south of Pico Boulevard. Right. So that's why we felt like this is our team, and, they represent us.
Hey, Ice Cube, thank you so much. Hey, just before I let you go, we have a text line here at the station in the 408. That's San Jose said, I was going to cap on the big three, but come to think of it, most of those teams could probably beat the Warriors now. So there you go, man.
Wait a minute. Whoa. I ain't gonna go that far, but you got some pretty good players that's definitely worth your time, your money.
Yep.
In the summer when it's boring, when there's really no, sports for basketball fans to get into. Summer league is over so quick. It loses its luster pretty quick.
Right.
But the big three is there all summer, with a league for you to keep your attention to football, come back around.
Hey, Cube, real quick, we have a whole saying, Guru here has a saying, put the rat on the table, and we love to put the rat on the table. When are we getting this Friday 3, man? We love Friday.
We need it, Cube.
We need it, Cube, man. We've been waiting on this for years. Well, we've seen all the memes. What's going on, man?
Well, we're going to put the rat on the table. It's Friday 4, y'all waiting on.
Friday 4.
Three's already there.
Yeah, oh, 3 is already there. Okay. Yeah, the Christmas edition, 4.
That's my thank you.
I blame New Line Cinema, people up there for delaying this movie. I've given them two scripts that was amazing. They dragged their feet. Now John Witherspoon passed.
Last script I had,
they wrecked that by not doing it before that happened. So it's a mess now, man. It's damn near back to square one.
Oh, man. Wow. Oh, man.
Every time we come to the top of the mountain, something chop us back down and take us back to the bottom. So it's just been frustrating. And I apologize to the fans, man, that I don't want to get arrested. But I do want to go up to New Line Cinema and do something to somebody. So it's just it's a shame because the fans really want it, and I really want to give it to them.
Well, Cube, you're doing your thing, man. We appreciate you even trying.
No doubt.
We appreciate the music that you put out, man. We all grew up listening to you, and we really love the big three and what you're doing with that, giving athletes a chance to continue their careers and still have that platform to show the nation that they can still ball. So, Cube, we appreciate the time today, man. And hopefully you're up here in Oakland for the last game in Oakland when the Raiders take on the Jags.
Man, I appreciate y'all, man. Keep pushing it. Thanks for the support. especially with the big three. I need support from you know, sports connoisseurs like yourself. Need that support to make sure this league grows and continues to stay. Because it's fun to watch these dudes play.
Yep.
No doubt.
Thanks, Cube. Appreciate you, man.
Good stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Take it easy.
All right, that's Ice Cube.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.